The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Information about testosterone transdermal patches. One of the awesome things about testosterone hormone replacement therapy is that there are a lot of effective treatment options available to restore your endogenous testosterone production. One of these options is the testosterone transdermal patch. The goal of these testosterone patches is to correct the symptoms of low T in males that do not naturally make sufficient testosterone, an issue that becomes more common and problematic with age. Testosterone is one of the many vitally important hormones created by the human body, and it regulates and contributes to many different functions. Testosterone is important for body composition, bone mineral density, and sexual function, just to mention a few benefits. Men that suffer from low T experience a number of significant symptoms that make it harder for them to live a longer and happier life, including low energy, extreme fatigue, loss of sex drive, depression, erectile dysfunction, osteoporosis, anxiety, loss of muscle mass, and increased body fat. Testosterone replacement therapy patches have the ability to mitigate or cancel out the effects of testosterone decline by providing bioidentical testosterone directly through the skin through an easy-to-apply patch. Common brands of testosterone transdermal patch: Androderm, Axiron, and Testoderm. How are testosterone patches used? Testosterone patches are intended to be applied directly to the skin. These patches are intended to be applied once every 24 hours. Most physicians recommend applying the testosterone patch at night, sometime between 8 p.m. and 12 a.m. To maximize the benefits, it is important to apply the patch at the same time every day. Like all testosterone prescription medications, it is vitally important to follow both the advice of your doctor and the instruction on the medication itself. Use testosterone transdermal patches only as directed. Excess use of testosterone patches can lead to a greatly increased risk of experiencing side effects, and applying patches less often than prescribed can greatly reduce the effectiveness of the medication. Never apply more patches than your physician recommends. Where are testosterone patches applied? Some of the most recommended areas of the body to apply transdermal testosterone patches are the thighs, stomach, back, and upper arm. You want the area where the patch is to be applied to be a clean and relatively smooth area. Here are some places you don't need to apply testosterone patches. Skin covered in high levels of body hair. Areas of skin prone to producing too much oil. Areas of the body which produce high levels of perspiration. Directly on top of a bone such as the hip or shoulder. Places that experience high levels of pressure upon sleeping or sitting. Directly upon the scrotum. Irritated skin, wounded skin, or open sores. In addition to these suggestions, it is also important to apply the testosterone patch to an area of the body that remains flat at all times. Don't place the testosterone patch on areas of the body that can be excessively stretched, folded, or pulled in normal everyday activity. Like other forms of testosterone replacement therapy treatment, it is important to rotate treatment sites with every administration. For testosterone patches, most physicians recommend to choose a different area of the body every day of the week. After 7 days, it is okay to apply the patch to the same spot once again. Understand that once you apply the testosterone patch, it should remain on at all times over the next 24 hours. Don't remove the low T patch for any reason. The testosterone patch is perfectly suitable for sex, showers, baths, and swimming, as long as the patch was applied effectively. Occasionally, the testosterone patch may become loose. If this occurs, simply smooth the patch back directly to the skin with your fingertips. If the patch completely falls off before lunchtime, simply apply a new patch to replace the old one. If the patch falls off after lunchtime, simply wait until the next scheduled time to apply a new patch. One important thing to note is that although testosterone replacement therapy is a highly effective treatment for testosterone deficiency, it is not a cure. Testosterone patches are intended to supplement or replace your body's own natural testosterone production, and natural testosterone levels naturally decline with age. It is also important to recognize that you need to apply testosterone patches even if you eventually feel perfectly healthy. The benefits of testosterone replacement therapy will gradually fade over the course of weeks and months if you suspend treatment, and your symptoms will likely eventually return. Don't halt testosterone hormone replacement therapy without discussing it with your physician. How to apply a testosterone patch? One thing that makes people really like testosterone patches is that they produce very little mess, and they are very easy to apply. In order to apply a testosterone transdermal patch, simply follow these instructions. Disinfect and clean the area where you're going to apply the patch. Take a wrapped patch and tear the edge off the foil. Don't open the foil until you're absolutely ready to administer the patch. The testosterone patch itself will have a protective liner. Carefully pull this liner off, as well as the protective silver patch. Simply throw these away. Carefully take the patch and place it on the desired area with the sticky side facing the skin. Press the patch against the skin firmly for the next 10 seconds. Before moving on with your day, inspect the patch, making sure that it is entirely adhered to your skin, especially the edges of the patch. At the end of the day, or when it is time to take off the patch, simply pull it from the skin and toss it in a trash can or other waste container. Make sure that the waste container is completely out of reach of both pets and children. They can experience side effects if they play with or chew on the used patches. After throwing the old patch away safely, immediately apply a new patch to a different area of the skin, using the same instructions. Testosterone patch precautions. Testosterone patches are a safe way to effectively supplement your hormone levels, but there are some precautions that you should take when beginning or continuing a testosterone replacement patch regimen. Precautions to take before using testosterone patches for the first time. A small number of people are allergic to testosterone or other medications related to testosterone. Let your physician know. Before starting testosterone, make sure that your physician and your pharmacist are aware of all medications, herbal remedies, nutritional supplements, and vitamins that you are currently taking. Some of these products may impact the success or safety of your testosterone replacement regimen. Be especially sure to tell your physician if you take insulin or blood thinners, because a sudden change in testosterone balance can impact the effects of both of these types of medication. Testosterone replacement therapy may necessitate a need to alter your medication dose, or may require you to be a bit more vigilant regarding certain side effects. Inform your doctor if you have a personal or family history of prostate or breast cancer. It is also important for your physician to know if you have ever been diagnosed with liver disease, heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, or any blood disorders. Unlike other forms of testosterone hormone replacement therapy, testosterone dermal patches are only indicated for use in male patients. Testosterone patches are not formulated for women, and they should not use testosterone patches. It is especially important for women that are currently pregnant or may become pregnant to avoid any contact with these medications, because they can impact the health of the unborn child. Women that are currently breastfeeding should also avoid any form of testosterone replacement therapy, because testosterone may be able to pass to the child through the breast milk. If you have an appointment to undergo magnetic resonance imaging, also known as an MRI, inform your doctor, because you will likely have to remove the patch in order to safely undergo MRI scanning. Testosterone is perfectly safe for sexual activity under most circumstances. The likelihood of exposing your female partner with more than just trace amounts of testosterone is very unlikely. That being said, it is important to contact a physician immediately if your partner shows signs of being exposed to testosterone, such as if she starts to develop acne, or if she experiences changes in hair growth. With testosterone patches, there is a risk of experiencing skin irritation in the area where the patch is applied. There is no reason to suspend therapy in the case that you experience slight skin irritation. Simply treat the area with a bit of hydrocortisone cream after taking off the patch. It is also important to only use hydrocortisone cream and not use the ointment form. If the skin does not improve after hydrocortisone treatment, you should contact your physician, and he or she will likely offer you a prescription form of treatment in order to prevent or eliminate skin irritation. Are there any dietary restrictions or recommendations associated with testosterone replacement therapy? Under most circumstances, there are no dietary restrictions or recommendations with testosterone patches, beyond simply sticking to a healthy diet in order to maximize the health benefits of treatment. However, testosterone hormone replacement therapy will safely restore testosterone production, even without any changes in diet or nutrition. What if I forget to apply a patch on time? If you forget to put on your testosterone patch for the day, simply apply the patch as soon as you can. The only circumstance where you should skip a dose is if it is nearly a time to apply the next day's patch. The most important thing to take note of is that you should never apply more patches than prescribed in order to catch up on a missed dose. What side effects can result from using bioidentical testosterone patches? There is always some risk of side effects associated with testosterone transdermal patches. You may experience these minor side effects. If these side effects become severe or if they remain persistent, please inform your doctor. Burning, hardness, redness, pain, blisters, or itching. If you experience the following symptoms, inform your physician because you may need to adjust your testosterone hormone replacement therapy. These symptoms are not dangerous and in many cases are only temporary. Headache, depression, acne, difficulty urinating, frequent urinating, and depression. In rare cases, you may experience more serious symptoms as a result of testosterone treatment. These symptoms are very uncommon, but if you do experience any of these symptoms, contact your physician immediately. Yellowing eyes or skin, increased experience of erection, erections that won't go away, vomiting, bloody vomit, black vomit, nausea, ankle swelling, tarry black stool, bloody stool, erections that happen more often than usual, or that do not go away, severe itching, hives, rashes, difficulty swallowing, or difficulty breathing. Please note that this is not a definitive list of symptoms. Talk to your physician to learn about other risks that are potentially associated with treatment. Testosterone pills and other medications similar to testosterone that are taken orally for extended periods of time have the potential to cause serious and life-threatening damage to the liver, and have also been shown to contribute to liver cancer. There is no evidence that current medical forms of testosterone, such as testosterone patches, creams, and intramuscular injections, have any negative impact on the health of the liver when used in therapeutic doses. There is no definitive evidence regarding the correlation between testosterone replacement therapy and an increased risk of prostate cancer. Evidence suggests that testosterone may exacerbate existing prostate cancer under certain circumstances, and testosterone HRT should not be taken if you are currently experiencing prostate cancer. Storage and disposal recommendations for testosterone transdermal patches. When storing testosterone patches, keep the treatment in the container that you received it in. Keep the container closed tightly, and put the box somewhere safe and out of reach of pets or children. Testosterone patches should be stored at room temperature, and the effectiveness of treatment can be impacted by excess moisture or exposure to heat. Don't store testosterone patches in the bathroom for this reason. Apply testosterone patches as soon as you open up the protective pouch that is contained in. Testosterone patches are sensitive to extreme pressure and heat, and there is a risk that the patch can burst if exposed to these conditions. If the patch is damaged or if the protective patch has been tampered with, do not administer the medication. If you no longer have a need for your testosterone patches, or if the medication has passed its expiration date, simply throw away the patches. For more information regarding proper disposal, talk to your physician. What should you do in the case of severe testosterone overdose? If you wear more testosterone patches than you have been prescribed, mix different forms of testosterone replacement therapy, or if you wear patches for an excessive length of time, you may deliver an overdose of testosterone to your bloodstream. If you do so, there is a chance that you may experience significant symptoms. If you experience symptoms resulting from testosterone overdose, contact a Poison Control Center professional immediately. In the event that you are caring for a victim that has stopped breathing or has otherwise collapsed, call 911. Symptoms of testosterone overdose: weakness or numbness of an arm or leg, fainting or faintness, slurred, slow, or difficult speech. Other important information about transdermal testosterone patches. Semi-annual medical appointments are an important part of any form of testosterone replacement therapy. Never skip a medical appointment with your physician or the lab associated with your blood test. Throughout the testosterone treatment, your physician will order laboratory tests in order to ensure that you are responding appropriately to the medical treatment. When your physician recommends that you undergo evaluation, always go to the same medical clinic, because different labs often perform the same diagnostic tests in slightly different ways that can impact the results. Testosterone patches and other forms of testosterone replacement therapy can impact the results of some types of lab testing. Before you undergo any form of medical testing or diagnostic evaluation, inform your physician and the specialist at the lab about your current testosterone replacement protocol. Never let anyone else make contact with your medication. Testosterone is only intended for the treatment of clinically diagnosed testosterone deficiency, and the use by healthy individuals significantly increases the risk of experiencing side effects. General testosterone transdermal patch information. Testosterone patches versus testosterone gels. These forms of therapy are both very easy to use and don't require much preparation. Testosterone patches do give a more streamlined dosage of testosterone through an entire 24-hour period than testosterone gels. Testosterone gels provide a fairly steady level of testosterone, but testosterone levels drop more quickly. Testosterone gels do involve a bit of mess, which can lead you to prefer testosterone patches. Testosterone gels are approved for use by women. Testosterone patches are not approved for women. Testosterone patches versus testosterone injections. Testosterone injections have three advantages over testosterone patches. First, testosterone injections are cheaper than testosterone patches, which may influence the decision of the more price-conscious patient. Second, testosterone injection dosage can be titrated to provide a very specific dosage. Testosterone patches come in specific doses, which generally start at 2 milligrams, which is why patches aren't approved for use by women. Third, testosterone injections only need to be administered every week to 2 weeks, whereas testosterone patches must be applied daily. Testosterone patches versus testosterone pellets. Testosterone pellets have the advantage of being the most cost-effective form of testosterone hormone replacement therapy, costing between $230 and $500 per dose. A single dose lasts 3 to 4 months for women and 4 to 5 months for men. They supply an incredibly steady level of testosterone as they dissolve underneath the skin, making them slightly more steady than testosterone patches. Testosterone pellets are inserted using a very slightly invasive, yet minor, outpatient surgery. How much do testosterone patches cost? Testosterone injections are the cheapest form of therapy as of today. Testosterone injections cost around $100 to $200 per month. Testosterone patches and testosterone creams both cost $200 to $500 a month. The reason that these forms of treatment are more expensive is that they are still patented medications. Once these treatments go generic, the price will drop. Testosterone patches have a number of advantages over testosterone injections. First, there is very little prep and no pain associated with the use of testosterone patches. Some people may wish to avoid needles, or would simply like to avoid the mild pain associated with testosterone injections. Testosterone patches are much easier to use. Testosterone patches also provide a very steady level of testosterone over time, whereas testosterone injections have a higher level of variation between doses. Testosterone patch dosage. The normal initial dose for many forms of testosterone therapy is 4 milligrams of testosterone per day, applied every evening and kept on the skin for a full 24-hour period. After 2 weeks of treatment, testosterone levels will be checked in the morning after treatment was applied the night before. At this point, the testosterone dosage will be adjusted if needed in order for serum testosterone levels to reach a point between 400 and 930 nanograms per deciliter by increasing the dosage to 6 milligrams or reducing the dosage to 2 milligrams. Certain treatment providers may provide more specific levels of patch dosage. How to get testosterone patches? Testosterone patches can be acquired via prescription for the treatment of testosterone deficiency. The Conscious Evolution Institute offers many forms of testosterone replacement therapy, including testosterone patches, testosterone creams, and testosterone injections. The Conscious Evolution Institute offers fast and efficient diagnosis and prescription for various forms of hormone replacement therapy, including testosterone hormone replacement therapy, seminal anastase hormone replacement therapy, and human growth hormone replacement therapy. This article is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We appreciate you for listening.